Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. We announce to the congregation that it is pleased this day to take out of Bethesda Mr. Tony Awakadek at the age of 82 years. The Lord remember the mourning family and sanctify the calling. Let us sing together of Psalter 304, the first four stanzas. Oh, give the Lord wholehearted praise, to him thanksgiving I will bring. With all his people I will raise my voice and of his glory sing. And what follows, Psalter 304, the first four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 111. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee on this Lord's day that by renewal the doors of the sanctuary have been opened, and that thou was granted opportunity, thou was given safety, that we may enter through those doors, we may still be in the precious day of grace, a family circle in our midst has received the tidings that a dear father, grandfather, further relative, has been ushered into eternity. Life's journey has come to an end. His lot is forever cast. Wilt thou remember and uphold and comfort the mourning family? Remember them in this week when they are called to go to the cemetery. May it please thee to sanctify the calling to the hearts of young and old. Lord, remember all the mourning ones. Continue to remember them. And may we be given to all to remember that thou was written in thy holy word. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. At that appointed time, it shall not be exceeded. None can escape. We are all included. May that be impressed upon our hearts. But, O Lord, we have heard in this morning that unto the poor the gospel is preached. We humbly ask thee to bless thy word in this evening to that end. May it enter with power in the heart. May sinners be converted by thee, unto thee. Work from generation to generation. Thou was promised in thy word, shall not return void unto thee. And that by the foolishness of preaching, that thou shalt save some, ah, Lord. May it be many amongst us. What shall it be to have lived under such a precious truth, under a gospel preached, a possibility to be saved, the callings, the invitations, and then at the end, to have to hear, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devils and his angels. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how deep we have fallen. Thou leavest us lie, then we are lost forever. But then thy word may still be proclaimed for a purpose. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Spare that we deceive not our poor souls. And wilt thou remember thy people? Wilt thou instruct, encourage, and grant those further leadings? Do bless thy word in the church on the Lord's day, the instruction to our youth, the house visitations, and the manifold labors. It all awaits for thy blessing. Bless the means of grace in the family circles, and bless thy word in our Christian school. Remember all those that labor therein, grant traveling mercies. Remember the students also in this week, when many are called upon to write exams. Wilt thou grant what is necessary? May they be given to bow their knees and ask for thy help, that thou may make it easy for them, and that they may be given to acknowledge thee therefore. Lord, do remember our denomination. a very important week. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies? Wilt thou grant wisdom, understanding, and strength, that it may be for the welfare of thy Zion? Remember also the mission board when they hope to meet. Other committees also hope to meet. May our eyes truly be upon thee, and may there be Aaron's and hers in the midst of the denomination in these solemn and serious times. Oh, do grant that wrestling at thy throne of grace for a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Remember so the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission work, also our mission field, Bible translators, and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Remember our poor nation. Remember the leaders federally, provincially, the cities and the towns. Wilt thou remember our community? Pour out thy spirit upon young and old. We commend unto thee all the elderly ones. Remember our Bethesda by renewal plunged into mourning, another empty place. Do remember their residence. Oh, it is their last place before their long home. Also their thoughts shall multiply. And Lord, do uphold the staff. May it please thee to pour out thy spirit richly in the midst of our care home. And then we commend unto thee an old widow, the oldest member of the congregation, wherein this week she hopes to commemorate that thou was added another year unto her years. Lord, do remember her, above all her never dying soul. We commend unto thee all the afflicted ones, the father undergoing treatments. Wilt thou help? May they be blessed. May the callings be sanctified. Remember all those with special difficulties. 'Tis all known unto thee. The difficulties that are known, the difficulties that are hidden, the secret crosses and the burdens. Ah, what a blessing that we may bow our knees, that thou hast exhorted, that thou hast commanded, with all of our needs, outwardly, inwardly, a place where we may unburden our heart and be given to beg of thee, not any rights unworthy, sinned away, but that we may ask thee for thy help, and that all the callings, that it may be as we read in thy holy word, God has spoken once, twice have I heard it, that power belongeth unto God, and unto thee belongeth mercy. Ah, there is mercy for the chiefest of sinners. With all the trials, with all the callings, we cannot remain the same. Oh, wilt thou grant and soft hearts under thy callings, but also under thy mercies and under thy goodness. Oh, surely they are great when we consider, as so many others upon the face of the earth, the country at war, the hungry ones, all in hospitals, prisons, institutions of mercy, what maketh us to differ? Lord, remember the old widow who was called upon to undergo surgery in the day of tomorrow. Wilt thou remember her in her high age, and that it may be blessed, and that it may be sanctified? Wilt thou remember all the family circles? May love abound. May thy word more and more have authority. Wilt thou provide our daily bread? Lord, we humbly ask of thee for thy gracious help. Wilt thou send help from the sanctuary, strengthen out of Zion? Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers? Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? Ah, we hope to hear of thy wonderful providence. And there can be those cross providences, those mysterious providences, the cares of the world, they can be so manifold. And then it is a privilege with those cares, when we come to thy house, that they may be laid before thee. But, ah, Lord, that those cares may not peck and choke the seed of thy holy word. Be so a surprising God, may all of our eyes be upon thee, O Lord. Convert us and our dear children, as thou doth convert all thy people. We need, as poor sinners, to be washed in the precious blood of Emmanuel, thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The world is still standing because there is a church written in the book of the Lamb that must and shall be gathered. May we be included in that number. May that take place in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 402, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 6. Oh, sing ye hallelujah, 'tis good our God to praise. 'Tis pleasant and becoming to him our songs to raise. And what follows, Psalter 402, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 6. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 10, the question and answer 27. What dost thou mean by the providence of God? Answer. The almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were by his hand, he upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures, so that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty, yea, and all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. Lord's Day number 10, the 27th question and answer speaks of the hand of God's wonderful providence elucidated with four thoughts. In the first place, the everywhere present almighty hand. Secondly, the upholding governing hand. Thirdly, the mysterious adored hand. And fourthly, important questions concerning this hand. The hand of God's wonderful providence elucidated, that means boys and girls explained, clarified, the everywhere present almighty hand, the upholding governing hand, the mysterious adored hand, and important questions concerning this hand. Beloved congregation, we have read together from Psalm 111. And then the psalmist has exhorted, praise ye the Lord. And boys and girls, when we thank someone, then it is for a reason. To make it simple, at the end of a meal, when father, the children, when they thank mother for a delicious meal, then there is a reason for thanksgiving. That is so necessary in all of our lives, because our thanksgiving, even in an outward way with our lips, can be so general. It is so necessary that it becomes particular each time by renewal. And the psalmist did not only exhort others, but then he has said immediately, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Oh, there already we have a separation. Does that ever take place? Not only lip work, but with our heart. And the psalmist, he did not say he could do it, but it was his desire with God's help that he would praise the Lord with his whole heart, and a special place in the assembly of the upright. And in the congregation does not exclude personally, boys and girls, when you bow your knees tonight, when you go to bed, then you have many specific reasons to thank the Lord. But the psalmist in the midst of the congregation and for a help for that thanksgiving, we are so encumbered with the cares of the earth. Then the psalmist was given to declare, the works of the Lord are great. Are there times that we may see it, that we may be humbled there under the great and the wonderful works of the Lord? And that is in the way of providence and in the way of grace. The works of the Lord are great. And then he mentions a specific people where they are given to delight. It is true. They have to smite themselves upon the breast. But what a blessing when it may be given and exercised. And who was that exercised by? That is for a people that need and desire the favor of the Lord. That is a people who need the gospel preached unto them. That is for a people that have a desire that they may be given to trace out the wonderful works of the Lord, tokens of a special favor that the Lord knows of them. And therefore the psalmist has said, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Has that ever become our delight, our exercise, given to trace out the wonderful works of the Lord? Also concerning prayer, the answers thereupon, the time, the circumstances, small details, that we may be given to say, this is now the favor, the finger of the Lord. Oh, a little token of his favor. And not only outwardly, because we have heard it in this solemn, that there is a separation made, that it speaks of grace, his righteousness. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. What a privilege and what a blessing when we may need the Lord in all our ways. I hope students, for those that are called upon to write exams, that you may ask the Lord for his help, diligent in your studies, and when the Lord may help, that you forget not to thank him, even with our lips. What dost thou mean by the providence of God? The word providence as referring to the Lord, that is not found in the Bible. We do read that providence, that word providence, in Acts 24, verse 2, where the high priest, the elders, with Tertullus, a great orator, has come before the governor Felix, and then he was given to speak to that governor concerning his providence, but then it refers more to his rule. Concerning that word providence, Then children, a what smaller word do we not now find in that long word providence? Then we find that word provide. Thus that already tells us something apart of the providence of the Lord. We find that word providence in Genesis 22, verse, the word provide in Genesis 22, verse 8. When an Isaac was given to ask his father, there was the wood and there was the fire, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Then Abram has answered his son that the Lord will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Then already in Lord's Day number 9, when we have spoken of the providence of the Lord, there already the instructors, after they have spoken who of nothing made heaven and earth and all that in them is, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence. Thus the providence of the Lord is that he upholds and orders all things according to a sovereign will and good pleasure. Then God's providence in the scripture is called different words. In Acts 4 verse 28, called God's hand. In Psalm 99, called God's reign. In Hebrews 1 verse 3, God's upholding. And in 1 Peter 1 verse 5, casting all thy care upon him, for he careth for you. When we consider this article, the first article of the 12 articles, which speaks especially of the work of the Father, then it does not exclude the work of the Son and the work of the Holy Spirit. A different text to clarify it. In John 5 verse 17, when the man with the withered hand has been healed, then Christ has said, I work, my Father worketh hitherto, and I also. Concerning the Spirit, in Psalm 104 verse 30, and that speaks more of the recreation of the seasons, there it is ascribed to the Spirit, when the Lord reneweth the face of the earth. Thus the providence of the Lord, that the Lord upholds and governs everything according to his eternal degree in eternity, and that degree is sovereign, that is a wise degree, and that is unchangeable. We read in Isaiah 46 verse 10, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my good pleasure. Concerning that sovereign God, oh, what an enmity against the sovereignty and the degree of God. And that degree that includes divine predestination concerning the salvation of man. But congregation, if that was not the truth, if the Lord had not decreed everything upon this earth, then God would be a God in the heavens. We say it reverently. he would only be an onlooker, and that continually he would have to change and make plans and order everything concerning the children of men. Concerning the providence of God, there are many people upon the earth that do not believe in the providence of the Lord. We can all understand it, even our children. An atheist, that is one that does not believe or desires that there is no God, such a one shall not believe, at least that what he tell us, then they shall not believe in the providence of God. There are also people that are called deists, and they are people that try to tell us that the Lord has created the world to make it simple, has wound up the world as a watch, and that it shall unwind, and when it is finished, then the world shall cease to exist. In our day, there are also many pantheists. They are people that do not make a distinction between the Creator and the creation, but then they say that God is in everything, and to that end on the Lord's Day, then they say we can worship nature because God is in everything. But it is very clear, declared in the scriptures, that the Lord, by his providence that he upholds and governs everything to the smallest. Of course, God's word is sufficient. But when we consider with our mind, children can understand it. When a house is built, then it needs to be kept up. When we consider in the scriptures all the prophecies concerning Christ and the church, that they have been fulfilled, there are still unfulfilled prophecies, then it clearly proves that the Lord in his providence, that he orders everything according to his counsel for the fulfilling of those prophecies. Oh, the wonderful providence of the Lord. The works of the Lord are great to them. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them, that have pleasure therein. When we consider the realm of nature, when we consider the seasons, when we consider Ecclesiastes 1 verse 7, that the rivers run into the sea, and the sea becomes not full. Why, boys and girls? Because the Lord in his providence, that the moisture arises, and that the Lord in his providence, that he grants rain in due time, does not continue to rain. Oh, the works of the Lord are great to them that have pleasure therein. Concerning the providence of the Lord, there is nothing excluded in our life. It is all included in the providence of the Lord. The time, the place we are born, what a special providence it is when we are born under the truth, where the gospel may be preached to the poor, our life, and what else? What else, congregation? What is included in the providence of the Lord? That is the time and the manner of our death. Because we read in Job 14 verse 5, the number of months which we can and shall not pass. In Hebrews 9 verse 27, it is appointed once, includes us all. Is appointed unto man, does not say some man, but all of man. Appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Then the providence of the Lord, that includes the smallest things, the smallest matters in our life. In Matthew 10, verse 29, there we read that the sparrow dies, falls to the ground with the knowledge of the Lord. The Lord knows of each sparrow. And it is even written in verse 30 that the hairs of our head are numbered. Then Reverend Hellenbrook, then he asked in his question book whether it is proper or not dishonoring for God concerning those little things. Then in the first place, then Reverend Hellenbrook has answered that it was no disgrace to create the smallest matters. Then in the second place, then for the Lord with mankind, then sometime very small things we gotta put it to the side, because otherwise we shall neglect greater things. But for the Lord it is not so. Ah, the Lord is great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. And then what a blessing and what a privilege it is when there may be those times, we can be so busy, can also be when we look back in the evening that we are given to see the Lord's special caring, guiding, and protecting hand that we were so close to death. We read of Peter in Luke 5 verse 8, after he with the disciples had fished the whole night and they caught nothing, and Christ has commanded to cast out their nets by renewal, and then their nets were ready to break. Then we read of something very special. And when Peter saw it, does that take place sometime, congregation, in our lives? That we have those special it's. And then may I ask you, where does it bring us? What fruit does it bear? Does it bring us, there can be times that such a person is a little shaken and amazed, but soon they forget and they continue. But what a privilege it is when those it's may bring us closer to the Lord and closer to His Word. And as we read in Job 23 verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft. And oh, for the true child of God, because we have heard it last time concerning the creation and the providence of God, is for the sake of Christ, His Son, by God and my Father. And the Lord has a people upon the earth. That is their main concern. The favor, the grace, and the mercy of the Lord. Ah, to be a child of God, to receive those heavenly graces. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. And when there may be those hits, faith to embrace and to believe, to receive a hope, the exercise of faith concerning the wonderful works of grace. But now concerning those smaller matters, then there are times that the Lord, by very small means, that he brings about a very great matters. Many examples in the Bible when in the providence of the Lord that the daughter of Pharaoh, when she has found Moses, what a consequences, the fruits thereof, the deliverance of the children of Israel. Oh, think of that little maid. Not that it's a small thing. What a solemn thing it is when that little girl was taken captive and taken into another country. But when we considered the whole history of the world and all the people, then one little girl taken into captivity, and then she was used, that Naaman was healed. Our second thought, the upholding, governing hand. What dost thou mean by the providence of God, the almighty and everywhere present power of God? That already is a special preaching for us and our children. The Lord is almighty. Can be difficulties, impossibilities, where it can no more from our side, but let us always remember that for the Lord nothing is impossible, and everywhere present power of God that speaks of his omnipresence, clearly declared by the psalmist in Psalm 139, whereby, as it were, by his hand he upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures. Reverend Hellenbrook, he distinguishes the divine providence of the Lord into three acts. The first, preservation. The second, cooperation, perhaps better called concurrence. And the third, his government. And now that preservation, that is the providence of the Lord, that he upholds everything upon this earth. If the Lord would withdraw his hand from us one moment, then we are nothing. We read in Psalm 36, verse 6, that the Lord preserveth man and beast. Oh, great are the works of the Lord, and there are those that have pleasure therein to search them out. And therefore the psalmist has added, therefore the children of men, they place themselves under those wings. Concerning that preservation, then the Lord uses means. The Lord has not only decreed the end, but he has also appointed the means. And to that end, food, drink, medicine, and for our soul, the Holy Word of God. And that tells us, when we consider the providence of the Lord, how dependent we are upon the Lord. And in our day, then it is clear in this Lord's day, shall not say necessary to say so much about it, but the instructors, they do not speak of vaccination and insurance, but they are given to speak, especially in the next question, that we place our trust in the Lord, prayerfully looking up to the Lord. Nevertheless, the Lord has given means, and now concerning the providence of the Lord, that is in a special way evident. For 6,000 years, the devil has tried to destroy God's word and the church. Were times that the church was very small, the persecution great, false doctrine, world conformity, and yet in the year 2023, there is a people that have learned in beginning that the works of the Lord are great, and that they are sought out by those that have pleasure therein. Oh, the wonderful providence of the Lord with the ingathering of the church. Different circumstances, but the wonderful works of the Lord. And then the instructors, then they are given to mention daily things. Then they have mentioned herb and grass. Think of Ahab and Obadiah in 1 Kings 17. When they are searching for a little grass for their animals, rain and drought, have the examples in the Bible, in Egypt, when the Nile did not overflow its banks, among the children of Israel different times, think of the time of Nehemiah, fruitful and unfruitful years, meat and drink, all in the providence of the Lord, riches and poverty. Think of the parable in Luke 16 of Lazarus and the rich man, health and sickness, also an appetite. It is all included in the providence of the Lord. Then secondly, concurrence, that the Lord for each action gives strength to us and our children to perform those actions. And that does not take our responsibility away. When in Esau, when he has sold his birthright, when he has taken that bowl of lentils, then Esau was responsible. Of King Pharaoh of Egypt, we read different terms, that the Lord has hardened his heart, and that he has hardened his heart. Pontius Pilate was fully responsible when he has condemned the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross. And then thirdly, and governs, the wonderful government of the Lord. Then we think of Joseph, where in Genesis 50 verse 20, when his trembling brothers have come to him, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, that he might save much people alive. The book of Esther, many times called the book of God's providence. What a wonderful providence when we trace it out. Oh, surely for the Jewish people, they have experienced with the psalmist, great are the works of the Lord sought out of all them that have pleasure therein, all for an Esther. When she has come the first time to that banquet, and when it seems like her lips were sealed, that she could not bring forth her message and her burden concerning the destruction of her people, when she returned to her home, how she must have wept and cried and asked the Lord why it had to be, and that she was invited to that banquet, she had received that golden scepter and then silent. Ah, then what I do now thou knowest not, thou shalt know hereafter. Oh, we read simply in Esther 6 that King Ahasuerus could not sleep. It happens more often. Maybe not so often with boys and girls. Or does it sometime happen that you lie awake? And of course, can be worries, friendships, school, a test. But are there also times that you think of your soul? But as a general reason, when we are young, then we sleep well. But when we become older, more cares, more worries, businessmen, those that have a part in the government, then there can be different nights that we sleep not so well. And now in the providence of the Lord, then King Ahasuerus, we would think that he would have said to his servants, can you now play some soothing music that I may fall asleep? But no, he has said, bring the books of the Chronicles, the history, the wonderful providence of the Lord. Thirdly, the mysterious adored hand. Let us first sing. Psalter 397, the stanzas 1, 6, 7, and 8. O Lord, thou art my God and King, and I will ever bless thy name. I will extol thee every day, and evermore thy praise proclaim. And what follows, Psalter 397, the stanzas 1, 6, 7, and 8. and the hand of God's wonderful, wonderful province elucidated. The everywhere present almighty hand, the upholding governing hand, and now thirdly, the mysterious adored hand. Our old fathers have spoken the mystery of God's divine providence cannot be understood, cannot be fathomed, but we are called to adore the same. And how mysterious that providence can appear unto the children of men. We have heard in this morning hour John the Baptist, the appointed prophet by the Lord, given to preach much fruit upon his ministry, many followers. He was given to point to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. It was his desire and his delight. He has declared in John 3 verse 30, he must increase and I must decrease. It was the desire that the children of men, that they would follow the Son of God for the salvation of their souls. We have heard that John the Baptist, he was a faithful ambassador of heaven, where he is honestly and clearly appointed to the sin of King Herod with his unlawful wife, and then to come in prison and not to receive a visit of the Lord. How mysterious that providence can be. And then what a faith to let God be God, to be given to submit, to rejoice. We have heard from Psalm 111, the works of the Lord are great, sought out by all them that have pleasure therein. But how mysterious that providence can be. Think of Asaph and Psalm 73, given to walk in the tender fear of the Lord, and it seemed troubles every morning, and he looked at the world, the wicked, no troubles at all. Of course, how many troubles there can be behind curtains and behind doors until he came into the sanctuary, and then he became a beast. The mystery of divine providence. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth concerning that providence, a blessing when we may have exercises therewith, when there may be those special times, when we may notice, when we may experience the Lord's special hand. But by itself, that is not a foundation for eternity. And to that end, the Lord's people, concerning that providence, then it is their greatest concern whether they have become, whether they are one of His, converted as the Lord doth convert all His people. Then concerning their needs, then it is their concern what they receive in the way of the Lord's providence, that it may be in His favor. Then they have that desire, because great are the works of the Lord, sought out by all them that have pleasure therein. And the Lord has a people, oh, it is true, sometimes so encumbered by the cares of the world, sometimes, many times, so carnal, so earthly, seeking their kingdom here below, living so much for the time, but for the true child of God, then they shall not be in their element, but when it may be given, great are the works of the Lord sought out by all them that have pleasure therein. When they may be given to notice the special leading, providing, caring, the guiding of the Lord, when they may be given to believe, because let us remember our instructors concerning the creation and the providence of God is for the sake of Christ, His Son, my God and my Father. And that is the desire of the church. It's what they need, that knowledge. And then, oh, there can be those souls concerning the providence of the Lord, that it is the most important question, whether they are truly one of His. Oh, if they would have that assurance, then they think, find out it becomes different, this different. But then they are given to think, if I had that assurance, that I am a little lamb, a sheep of the good shepherd, then here below, then I would be willing to endure anything, because concerning the providence of the Lord, then we read in Romans 8 verse 28, for all things work together for good to them that love God. The separation. They love that God of providence, His dealings. Not that they can understand it, not that they can always bow under it, but Lord, Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love Thee, Lord. Wilt Thou take me by heart and hand? Wilt Thou help me? What the instructors have already written, on whom I rely so entirely that I have no doubt, but He will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body, and further, that He will make whatever evils He sends upon me in this valley of tears turn out to my advantage, for He is able to do it, being Almighty God, and willing, being a faithful Father. That is the blessed portion of the children of God. And to that end, young and old, may it be our greatest concern that we may belong to that blessed people. Oh, it is true that people have many questions there are concerning the providence of God, the Lord willing. We shall leave it for another time, but the comfort that the Lord is the creator and the upholder of the heavens and of the earth, young and old, are we included in what the psalmist has said? The works of the Lord are great. Ah, that is an absolute truth. But has it now become our portion? Sought out of all them that have pleasure therein, may it please the Lord to remember our denomination, where after 4.5 years, our General Synod hopes to meet. All the delegates shall not be able to be present. The Mission Board hopes to meet other committees. May the Lord grant Aaron's and hers and remember us in his mercy. Amen. Lord, we may thank thee for the fourth Lord's Day of this year and for thy help. For a father, he has begun the fourth Lord's Day, and for him it has become eternity. Wilt thou remember the mourning family in this week, and then by renewal, then we commend our General Synod unto thee, O Lord. May it please thee to gather with us solemn and serious times. Leave and forsake us not, the Mission Board and other committees. May our eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou grant strength, wisdom, understanding, discretion, and above all prayer, and that in due time toward the end of this week, we may be returned in the midst of this people. Wilt thou now watch over us, each and every one of us, in the week which we have commenced, our Lord. Watch over us in the home, on the way, at school, at work. Keep us from sin and temptation. Keep us from an unexpected, above all, from an unprepared death. Wilt thou in this night keep us under thy kind care and under thy good protection? Wilt thou remember on the coming Sabbath day, when the sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered, forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, why thy mouth believing this my covenant word, I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving, and what follows. A correction for this morning's announcement. The prayer service on Tuesday, January 24, is not in the Beckwith Church. The Beckwith Church is the calling church, but the prayer service and the Synod hopes to be held in the Koval. Grand Rapids Church, Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.